Beginning of Aircraft Carriers. In Chapter 1, we look back on the history of aircraft carriers of the Imperial Japanese Navy. The advent of aircraft changed the face of warfare. This is because the operations from the air became possible. While many countries were striving to develop aircraft, methods were sought to operate aircraft on board a ship. As a result of trial and error, the prototype of an aircraft carrier was born in Great Britain. The Imperial Japanese Navy learned aircraft carrier technology from Great Britain and built Hosho. Hosho was the world's first commissioned aircraft carrier, but they did not know exactly how to use the new aircraft carrier. Its method of operation was an unknown quantity. By being among the first to possess aircraft carriers, the Imperial Japanese Navy came to play a pioneering role. In 1922, the Washington Naval Treaty was concluded. The treaty restricted the number of battleships owned by Japan to 60% of that of the United States and Great Britain. This incident made the Imperial Japanese Navy heighten its sense of crisis. Accordingly, the Japanese Navy devised a new operation. The plan aimed to reduce the strength of an enemy's fleet by attacking them with aircraft and submarines first before starting a battle between battleships. In this operation, the role required of aircraft carriers was to support battleships. Through such roles in operations, aircraft carriers of the Imperial Japanese Navy made continuous development.